Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
What is up, everyone? It is another day, another time, and another week for Kingdom Boss Mindset. You all. This woman that I got coming on with me tonight, she was this on last week. But I mean, she did so good last week, I had to spin the block. And I had to grab her again. Because, I mean, like, she always got something to say, and I already know that what she has to say is going to be powerful. So what I need y'all to do is her links to all of her social media is right here. I need y'all, it's in the comments. All of her social media is in the comments. I need y'all to go like, I need y'all to go share, and I need y'all to go subscribe to everything that has to do with her, because I promise you, you won't regret it. I mean, she might know a little more music than what I do. I mean, just maybe. I mean, she won on the technicality on our little music battle. So, I mean, it is what it is, though. So, y'all put y'all's blessings together for Miss Carticia Oxford, y'all.
Hello, everyone. And guess what? If that's what we do when we win... Okay, I am shocked and appalled at you, Minister Glover.
All right. Let me give you your props, y'all. Literally, she held her own with me in that music battle. Like, we went song for song, and that very last one, I promise you, I felt so dumb when I didn't know that last one. But still, I got to hand it to her. She did her thing. I ain't even gonna hate, but I am gonna get her again. Like, she gotta see me, because I ain't taking that L sitting down. She gotta see me, y'all. She got to. She been ducking this one on one again in the music battle. She been ducking it, y'all.
Nah, when you catch up and you get a few skills, you come see me. Because the youth in you. Because you just turned 36, young man. I need for you to understand that you got to respect your elders. You can't be doing stuff like that, you know?
Whatever.
You got to respect your elders. You didn't learn that in school? elders, that
whatever. Whatever. I need y'all to like, I need y'all to share, and I need y'all to tag. And come on in here. Because he's about to drop some gems for you all tonight. I told y'all last week, have your pen and paper ready. Y'all see, y'all always got mine ready. Because anytime I'm on the phone with her, I keep a pen and paper by me.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. Somebody said that to me today when I went live on TikTok. And I was like, I wasn't prepared. But I'm thankful that I am given the opportunity to be able to come up with ideas and things like that, and people are able to use those ideas, and my blessing is your blessing.
Amen. So to the people who may not have watched last week, which if y'all didn't watch last week, same on you. But if you didn't watch last week, like, tell them a little bit about you and tell them who you are.
All right, everybody. I am Corticia Oxford, also known as the Branding Architect. I specialize in all things branding. All of these pictures around me are projects that I have done, as well as doing funerals. I help fuel female brands in order to show up powerfully by helping them tell their story. So if you are one of those, come get at me. I'm not saying I don't work with men, but sometimes men don't listen, like Mr. Glover. I'm just saying.
Whatever. Don't do me. Don't do me like that. Don't do me. I had that coming, though. I had that coming. I can't even I can't even lie. After that little comment I made, I had that coming.
Of course. Of course.
So tonight, y'all, we are talking about branding. We are talking about marketing. We're talking about being a content creator. And we're talking about just being an all-around boss. And this woman right here solidifies all that. So tell them how you got involved in content creation.
I got involved in content creation. I've always been known as the paparazzi of my group. And being known as the paparazzi of my group, even from college, I was taking pictures of everybody. I'm going to tell the story even if no one was. I'm surprised I didn't work for the New York Post or anything like that, because, baby, I was going to get a picture of somebody in any way, shape, or form. Over time, I've been able to refine that more so. During the pandemic, one of my good friends that's on social media, Khadija, gave me access to Clubhouse. And when I went and got on Clubhouse, I perfected the audio of being on there. Being on there for hours and hours and hours and days on end, just talking about everything that I knew, talking about everything that I could show. And when I'm sitting here talking to people about all of these things, I'm thinking, like, my mind absorbs so much. So I started posting on Clubhouse, TikTok. I just started posting. I started just posting. I started connecting. And I just started being authentic. One issue that I did have early on is finding my own identity. Because the thing is, people like to say that there's no difference in how content creation is. But a lot of times for Black creators, they feel like I have to completely dress up, completely be adorned in everything in complete perfection just to be able to get their stories out. And the issue with that is that it's not authentic. And when you start posting content like that, you have to keep up with that, because your audience is drawn to the fact that you are showing this lifestyle content. You're showing you out and about. You're showing these things when you really a homebody. So when you are in the process of being like, okay, I'm going to, when I started my content journey, my profile picture on Clubhouse was literally of me and my daughter crying. Like, my daughter was crying while I was holding her and I was on Clubhouse. She wanted attention and I was like, I'm trying to finish this. Let me finish this. Let me get in here and hopefully you'll be able to understand from there. What ended up happening is that I did professionalize myself and show and upgrade in what was going on. The pandemic was really good to me. I call it a bandemic. Okay. I made the most money that I ever made in my business during the pandemic through connections and meeting people and just being able to be my authentic self. So when people, asked me how I got started, I started off with audio because my hair wasn't done how I wanted to be done. My mom was doing my hair and it didn't look how I wanted it to look. I had just, I had COVID, okay, October 19th of that year. And after having COVID, then I went through and I was just sick. I was working a job that I hated. And this patient that called in on the job had HIV. He started cursing me out because he went to a dude house. And when he went to this dude house, he left his medicine over there and he was like, well, I don't want to go back to his house and get my medicine. Sir, that's against the rules. I can't prescribe you no more medicine. And you ain't even ran out of your last supply. He was like, I can't get this. So at that moment in time, I met up with this guy named Brandon. Branding by Brandon. And he was like, you already know these things. You just need the confidence in order to step out. So I ended up stepping out, getting on my own stages. I started stepping out, you know, talking and connecting with people, because people forget the social part of social media. A lot of the reason why a lot of people out there are failing and not doing well in social media is because they are not social. They're posting the media, but you're not talking to nobody. You lurking, looking like a hater. You envious. You don't want to put in the actual effort that it takes in order to make it happen. One of the ladies that I used to follow, she ended up passing away, is Cece Algin, I think it's her name, but she's called the six-figure chick, right? She ended up passing away from cancer. She had a 25 comment challenge. Okay. 25 comment challenge. You would have to go through, after you made your posts on Instagram, comment on 25 accounts. Not no yeah, not no emojis. You had to put thoughtful comments in there to show up as an expert on somebody else's post. Okay. 25 comments every time you post. Every time. A lot of people don't have that in them. You don't have that dog in you for you to sit here and say on a free platform you don't pay for that gives you the opportunity to market, for you to say, it's not working for me. Have you worked it? Have you worked it? Have you authentically sat there and worked what is social media? Have you gone live? Are you posting the reels? Have you transitioned through the platforms? Are you posting content that's sized for Instagram on Pinterest? Are you posting things that are not platform friendly because you're not paying attention? And just to be perfectly honest, you don't want it bad enough. And not only do you not want it bad enough, it's not important to you, because if it was, you would go and do the comments. You would engage. You would be a part of where your ideal customer is. You would go to and through and do those things. And I literally had to step up and say, you know what? I know how to do this. I own the fact that I am tech savvy. I know how to be tech savvy. And because I know how to be tech savvy, first thing I'm going to do is I held a Canva class, and I think I charged $59. And honestly, making my first sales was on Clubhouse, a completely audio-based platform. The people mostly saw me as my profile picture, but I sold all of my tickets for my course, because I had 10 people to attend, on a audio only platform. So when people are like, how did you get started? I started with audio only. So when you sitting here talking about my hair not done, excuses. When you sitting here talking about my nails not done,
excuses.
Who cares? It's an excuse. Excuses are tools of the incompetent in order to make sure that you do not achieve what you are purposed to do. That it's insane. Like, literally, I put this hat on because, number one, I am a lady billionaire, baby. I know I'm a lady billionaire. It's already in me. But if you look at my personal content on social media, like on TikTok, most of the time, my hair is not done. But a lot of Black people and a lot of industries base it off the aesthetic. They base it off the aesthetic. So when you basing stuff off aesthetic and you're in certain industries and you're marketing to that industry, do you have to look a certain way? Yes. You have to have something that you can push forward that's like that, but you also have to make sure you are the face of the brand. Like, I'm not going to come on here on my afro on your podcast. I'm not, because I need to get it cut. I need to get it trimmed. I need to have all of these things done.
Not the afro though. Don't do that.
Listen, I'm going to respect, because I know that the people you draw in are more than likely some of your business owners, some of your parishioners and things like that. And if women are attracted to what I'm saying, they care about what I look like first before they hear the content of what I'm talking about. And that's just basic research, because that's how a lot of women are. How do women judge men? How do you look first? Then they go in and be like, oh, do he have money? And that's when people get scammed. A lot of these people are getting scammed online on social media, because the first thing they look at is what you looking like. And you are literally paying a big dummy that has a lot of money, and it's a machine behind them.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Helping them to move forward.
Come on. Facts. For me, I'll be honest with you. Like, even with me, like, when I got started with content creation, it started during the pandemic, y'all. Pandemic literally started everything for me. Now, I was on Clubhouse, but at the time, I wasn't using Clubhouse for what I could really use it for. I was really on there kicking it, having fun with some friends. We would get like 200 to 300 people in a room, and we'd be sitting there clowning, having a good time most of the time. Now, right. if I had that same business mindset as I have now, those 200 or 300, I would have been trying to get over here running up my coins business-wise. But I didn't think about it like that in that time, in which now hindsight is 2020. All I can do is expand from here. Now,
right.
I also know that with me, trust me, I am a guy, anybody that really knows me knows, most of the time I'm a t-shirt, blue jeans, khakis, shorts, sweatpants, hoodie type of guy. But when I come online, I got to make sure I look my best, because of the simple fact of I know what my audience expects out of me. I know what they expect. So it's like, all right, bet. Even though that's what I like, I got to give my audience what they expect.
And the thing that I will tell people is that if you have a high-priced service or a high-priced product for your industry, your branding and marketing have to meet up with that. Black Friday is coming up, and a lot of people are not going to start marketing to people until November the 1st.
This is crazy.
You should have been marketing to them back in January. These people don't know you. These people don't know you unless it's something cheap where it's like $1 to $7 where they feel like they're getting the deal of a lifetime. These people don't know you. And they can you hear me?
Let's keep it real. And your family ain't your business. Your family ain't your target audience.
Your family is not your target audience at all. Most of the time, your family, like I just did the pastoral anniversary. I did the graphics for the anniversary, right? Doing the graphics for the anniversary.
Which one? Because you said
for Solid Rock Sanctuary in Conley, Georgia.
You didn't guess what I said. Which one? Because you sent it to me.
The blue one. The blue one is mine. So going through the process of doing that, I know that the only reason why I, even though I do a good job, the only reason why me doing those graphics was important is because my mom is able to be like, hey, can you do this? And I did it for free. I know nobody in that church is my client. The only client I got from that church was somebody who needed help with a business. And I helped them with the business, their nonprofit. They need help with their nonprofit. I helped them with the nonprofit, offer them to not finish paying their invoice. They moved to another state. They used the fact that they was connected to my mama in order to connect with me. And I did the work. They just never finished paying. They was like, oh, my husband went to the hospital. Did this. I understand that.
But I still need my money.
I need my money. My daughter's favorite phrase is, just give me my money. Just give me my money. Like, I don't know where she got it from. But, yeah, I feel like you should be able to, you know, in good faith, give me my money. You know you owe this money.
Give me my money.
Right. So just give me my money. It's just one of the things where you get in there and you just like, okay, well, how can I still show up for myself? Now, I will say this. Me and my homegirl, we were we tested Instagram before we even got on TikTok real big. We had such an issue because we got a lot of engagement, but we didn't get no sleep. We didn't get no sleep because we were on Instagram and we was like, we posted on Instagram, Facebook, and we was posting between those. The times that they want us to post was you post at the time when people are asleep repeatedly. So if you pay attention to what's that man's name? He does he talks about having your own event space online. I forgot his name, but he literally says that when he's about to launch something, he literally posts between 9 p.m. and 6 a.m., then archives those posts and reposts those same posts again every single night. And it's like he gets the overnight crew that's up late night doom scrolling. You have to be strategic. Like if you just online and you're just like, okay, well, I'm on here, I'm a post and get off, and you believe that that's balance, you haven't done anything because these platforms reward you for engaging with others. It rewards you for engaging with others, not just monetarily, but it gives you more reach on your content. And not only that, by, you know, doing the 25 comment challenge, people know you are an expert in that thing. So I challenge everybody that after you post, go and try and comment and message on those platforms. Another tip that I will say is that a lot of people like to design their graphics, but their reels and videos in other platforms and bring them in. Well, you're killing part of your search engine optimization, which is SEO. There's SEO within the platform. If you type these words on the video within Facebook, within Instagram, or within their new video editing software, which is called Edit, then you are easily, they're easily able to say, okay, this is text. We're going to rank this here. You know what I'm saying? We're going to rank this here. A lot of people don't pay attention and they go for the aesthetic of a transition and things like that. But a transition is just covering the camera. All you're doing is covering the camera. You can do a transition any kind of way. You can add transitions in if it's that serious. But you have to make sure that what you're doing is that you are creating on these platforms. Also, you, if you are a person that's like, I don't have time. I work a full-time job. I work all of these things. You need to make sure you have an app that you can repurpose content.
Man, let me tell you, That is the biggest lie told a man. You have time for what you want to have time for. Let me break it down. I work a full-time job. I also do podcasting. I also run my own studio. I also have a ministry that keeps me busy. I also work very hard within my district. Literally, yeah, it's hard, but you got to find that balance. And then there's sometimes where you got to clock out from the rest of the world, like Saturday, for instance. Literally, y'all. I had to have a day where I just clocked out. I didn't do nothing. It was a weekend before my birthday. I clocked out. And what I did was, but even when I clocked out, I still created content. I created a self-care Saturday video. I did like a little low-key photo shoot while I was out there in that area because I had on my brand t-shirt, Real Talk Monday. So even when you clock out, still make sure that you are representing your brand as well.
It's also a thing where, and T. Marie Durbin said, mm-hmm. people make time for what they want, which is true, but people also put their money where they want to put their money at. When I was, you know, getting things done on Clubhouse, I ran into a major issue. I was like, I don't have a lot of time. And because I didn't have a lot of time, because I was in rooms, and it was also certain stuff that I just didn't want to do. It was stuff I just didn't want to do. So I was putting it off and it needed to be done. But if it don't get done, what are you doing, right? So I kept saying, I don't have the money for it. I don't have the money for it. I had the money. I gave up DoorDash and something else. And I also started doing more lifetime subscriptions. And by doing those lifetime subscriptions, I was easily able to say, okay, well, I was normally paying $30 a month. Now that I'm not paying $30 a month, I am paying, like the app I told you about, that's $19 one time and you never have to pay again. I started saving money in other areas because I was like, okay, I really need to hire somebody to do this email marketing for me. I need to hire somebody to do this part for me. Could I have done it? Yeah. But I didn't want to. I didn't want to. And the more you keep putting stuff off and not doing it, you only holding up your blessing. And you're holding up your blessing because you're intended to be able to touch others and impact others with your business. And when you don't follow through with fulfilling your godly purpose in your business, you end up holding up your blessing. Blessings are connected. Your testimonial, your testimony, your things that you're doing are all connected. When you have a testimony about something, that means, hey, I have a testimony about something that God did in my life, which is connected to what happened in somebody else's life as well. You think when those pastors be giving out thousands of dollars or whatever, then you are able to go through and they don't get blessings back? You have to have the right heart when you're giving, as well as the right heart when you are doing things that are beneficial for you, your offspring, and your family, because this business is not just yours. It's the Lord's. Come and on. The website that I'm talking about is appsumo.com, and I put a link in the chat. If you click on that link, it should be able to give you a discount. She's on Facebook. So I'll post it on Facebook because apparently the chat doesn't work for me to comment, which is fine.
Hold on. Just text it to me and I'll put it in there. I got you.
Okay.
I got one more question for you because
what's good?
This is getting good, y'all. This is getting good. Man, I feel like we need a part three. I feel like we need a part three because this is really getting good. What would you tell someone that is wanting to be a brand ambassador like yourself?
Well, when you say brand ambassador, do you mean like how I'm doing affiliate marketing and stuff like that? Or yes, just being... Okay, so for those of you that don't know, I am... I'm an affiliate through TikTok Shop, the Impact app, Mavely. I design graphics, I design websites, I design funeral programs, logos, all of these things, right? It's different realms of all of this, okay? It's different social medias for all of these things. I utilize automations and scheduling to manage every single platform that I have, okay? Again, AppSumo, when he posts that link in there, you can go on there and probably find you a social media manager application on there, and you will be able to have that application for life and never pay again. Okay? Never pay again. So if somebody...
That's the one you sent me?
Yes, AppSumo. Yes.
Yep.
AppSumo. So you ended
Definitely get this, y'all. It'll help you.
You ended up getting Flowlance off this platform. Here's the kicker. You can actually sell on AppSumo. I'm sorry. You asked me a direct question. So if you want to be, you can sell on AppSumo. All of these platforms where you can buy stuff from, y'all need to look at it from a business standpoint. If I'm spending my dollars, I need to be able to get them back, right? If I'm spending my dollars, I need to be able to say, okay, here's my link. Connect with me. Go buy something from there or put my product on the platform so that I'm able to earn from it, right? So I am an affiliate on TikTok Shop. And at being an affiliate on TikTok Shop, I'm able to go through. And I just became an affiliate for T-Mobile today. So I'm on different platforms, and I'm going
to
list off.
I'm going to talk to you after the show. I'm going to definitely talk to you after the show. You already know that. You already know I'm talking to you right after the show. Like, right after.
It's platforms that you can get on besides TikTok that don't care about your following, okay? So I told him about the Mavely app. Do you have that link that I sent you for that?
You don't send me so many links. Yeah, I got it in my text. Hold on.
So the Mavely app. The Mavely app is an affiliate platform. On this Mavely app,
yep,
you can go through. It doesn't matter about your following. If you know Sister So-and-so always buying Michael Kors, send her your link from the Mavely app. Send her your link from the Mavely app, and you earn commission off of her off of her purchasing stuff from Michael Kors. Okay? On the TikTok Shop, there are different brands that you can work with, and you develop a relationship. You're going to want to create a Discord channel, a Discord account, because they're going to reach out to you and say, can you promote my product? Now, TikTok requires at least 1,000 followers. And you may be like, oh my God, that's so hard to do. Or when you go on TikTok, you see people begging for followers. And nothing pisses me off the most than when y'all done begged for these 1,000 followers. Then y'all get on there and beg some more, because content creation don't work like that. People aren't telling y'all the truth. You want to know, I got one video that I made $10 off on TikTok. One video. Most of my sales on TikTok have come from selling a liver cleanse. And because my video had text that I typed in the platform for SEO, the company was able to use that video from 3 months ago, put their own ad spin behind it, and sell it. And sell it. And here's another trick. a lot of people that sell on Amazon, a lot of businesses that sell on Amazon, TikTok, or whatever, they also sell on Temu and Alibaba, and it's cheaper on Alibaba and all other platforms. So if you go through and you buy it from a Temu for like $5 and it's $17 on that other app, you still got the same product and you can still promote it. I sold 7 pots because I got a pot from Temu. It's an electric pot, okay? It's an electric pot. And that electric pot, it just works like that, okay? It works. Now, it stopped working recently, and I met my goal to make enough money from sales to be able to buy another one, okay? So you have to think smarter and not harder. And this is me talking about the first part. If you're going to get started in affiliate marketing, number one, make sure that you join these platforms. It doesn't matter about your following. You can join these platforms and just promote. If you're a travel agent and you like people and you deal with people that like to travel and you can't get a discount on flights because travel agents don't get a discount on flights, you join the Impact Network. Join the Impact Network or join the affiliate program of all these airlines and promote their loyalty program. Every time somebody sign up for their loyalty program, you will earn $50. Okay? During the pandemic, the reason why I was able to touch on there is affiliate marketing. People kept asking me, what postal office do I use, right? Or what postal office do I recommend? At the time, I had already patroned this postal office, but I wasn't like those virtual offices. I had already patroned them. I had already done this with them, right? And me already patroning them, they gave me an affiliate link. So even when I stopped affiliating for them, I was still referring people to them. And I was making $50 per referral. It was $99 a month for them to join. But I told them, I said, I got that virtual office just so I can get my Verizon iPhone. And when I got approved, because my virtual office was in a good neighborhood, they approved me for 10 lines, baby.
Come on.
Y'all want to look at content creation like I'm just posting online or like I'm just posting this video online, and it's not that.
It's a business.
It is a business. It is a business. When I talked to my pastor the other day, and I said, you want to know something that's crazy? Is that you're not paying attention to the fact that all the lives that y'all posting on Facebook are going away, right? And he said, well, we got them on YouTube. Nobody knows about your YouTube. You don't talk about your YouTube. And I said, furthermore, you're not hitting all the content gaps. Why don't you strip the audio from them videos and put it on a podcast?
Come on. Like, literally, that's why I do what I do, because literally, I'm trying to hit everything that I can hit. I'm trying to reach those that wouldn't step foot inside a church. They still going to catch something. They're going to catch a word.
They're going to catch something. So I'm going to give you these platforms to start off. So Amazon, it now looks at how many followers you have. When I first joined, it didn't look at how many followers you have. You can actually download an app and you can go live on Amazon reviewing products. So applying for the Amazon Influencer Program. Another program, Stack Influence. Stack Influence works with companies that are on Amazon, they're everywhere. Stack Influence will tell you, hey, go buy this product on Amazon or at Walmart. Once you go buy this product, do a video, keep it up for a certain amount of time, and then you can remove it after that. We're going to send the money to your account. Another place is Creator.co. Creator.co, they have a whole platform. It creates a, now this one is about following. I'm getting to the ones that are about following. creator.co. Whoever your following is, they're going to analyze that, look at it, look at your engagement, and go through that. Tribegroup.co. Tribegroup.co also looks at your overall following when you're applying. Impact has a lot of free ones where people will send you free products. Like, I get messages every day like, can I send you a dog bed? The last one is Upfluence. Upfluence also looks at your following. You can either get a flat rate of pay, or you can get a, if you're not getting a flat rate of pay, they'll do a free sample or something like that as well. So these are all things that you can look into. You can sign these contracts and, you know, get out there. Do not be afraid to be yourself. Now, if you're a person that wants to get into branding and learning how to build people's businesses and learning how to be a part of people's businesses, you need to go through the process of saying, you know what part of branding do I want to be a part of? Because there's different levels to branding, okay? And when I say different levels, I mean, you may be the person that deals with people from their foundational element, but you may not want to be a part of their scale, their growth, and their maintaining. A lot of times that is difficult to go through, because when you are part of somebody's scale, growth, and maintaining, it is hectic, because they can look at you as somebody that's their administrative assistant, right? I would say at the very basic, you need to understand design elements, understand brand identity. And when I say brand identity, I'm not just talking about logo. I'm talking about the mission. I'm talking about the overall messaging, the copywriting, the words, you know, the connectivity, because all of this stuff is connecting on how you are able to connect with your audience. Okay. On how you are able to connect with your audience. A lot of times people are like, I'm good at this. I'm going to build a business. It sounds amazing that you are good at this and you want to build a business. But the branding person that comes in with this is not just somebody that picked up Photoshop and picked up Canva and said, I'm gonna design something and remove the background and it's gonna work. Because I've been fussing at James about some of the ugly stuff that he put out there, because that's not
wow.
And I said it.
Wow. Y'all, so let me put it like this, y'all. When y'all see this upgrade that's coming, that's being done, 9 times out of 10, it's because of conversations that I've had with her. Conversations that I've had with Hannah Irby, my co-host on Real Talk Monday. Conversations that I've had with Sue and Arthur Nikki Nicole. Conversations that I've had with them. When I tell you, if you don't want the truth, don't ask him. Because they're going to tell you the truth. They're going to be like, now, boy, why did you? And maybe go right back to the drawing board. This one right here too, T. Marie. See, the same way.
Listen. So,
you need people in your life that are not going to play with you, and they're not going to play about you. And they're not going to allow you to play about you neither. So I got a question for y'all. Who wants a part 3 next week? If you want a part 3 next week, put 3 in the comments. 3 in the comments. Because we just getting started with this conversation. If y'all want part 3 next week, put 3 in the comments.
I got a whole book for y'all. I got a whole book for y'all. And if I come back next week, we'll break down all of the things you need to get ready for Black Friday with digital products, and we'll get all into that. I'll even screen share and show y'all the setup for the digital products.
So she's coming back next week. Y'all heard it here first. She's coming back next week. Get ready. I'm excited because we just getting started. You all, the reason why I am on TikTok Shop the way that I am, and doing what I do over there, it's because this woman right here. The reason why y'all are seeing me doing what I'm doing with affiliate marketing and being more serious about my brand is because of that woman right there. I am a better man today because of conversations that I've had with Cartesia Oxford. Even though she don't know more music than me, but my digress.
See the backhandedness of it all. But it's okay. Because one night
we're gonna have to go back and forth on a music battle on here.
I would never do you dirty like that. I would never do you dirty like that. We want to give a shout out to Angola and James's podcast because James is doing well in Angola. And for a well-known fact, Angola is rich in diamonds. Angola is rich in diamonds. A lot of people don't know that, but they are rich in diamonds. So it's good that you are in a country that's rich in diamonds and you ain't never been there before. I'm gonna tell y'all this, and I'm gonna leave it alone. James got a notice that he was 60 or 61 in Angola, and he was like, I want to be higher in Angola. You ain't never been to Angola. You ain't never been. You ain't sat there and made a map and said, you know what? This is where this country is, and this is where I'm gonna go. If you don't stop playing with yourself, then you allowing others to play with you. And this goes out to everybody. If you not sitting here saying, you know what? I'm good at this. I'm great at this. I can do these things. And even if somebody else don't hype you up, hype yourself up.
Thank you.
Hype yourself up, because you have gotten so used to the humility of the world that you haven't understood godly humility. How dare you sit here and take the blessing that God gave you of being a world-known podcaster and pervert it with your, I want more. Have you done what?
Come on.
How dare you?
That's real.
You so disrespectful.
That's real. Let me be real, y'all. When I tell you, when I told her I was number 61 in Angola, and I try to skip over it, like, yeah, but, and she's like, I want you to go back to that. What did you just say? I said, I'm number 61 in Angola, but I'm trying to, she's like, I want you to say that one more time. And then finally, after the third time it hit me, I'm like, I'm number 61 in Angola. She said, stop right there. She said, you are 61 in a country that you ain't never put your foot down in. And God has said in his word that I will make your name great in places that your feet ain't even stepped in yet. And you talking about you want to be higher? So literally, I got to shout out Angola. Shout out to you all. We're definitely going to do more. I'm excited about where God is taking James J. Glover Studios. I'm not even going to say that I'm trying to be a Tyler Perry Studios or our own network, because I'm just trying to be James J. Glover Studios.
And that's all you have to be. At the end of the day, people respect the authenticity of you. You know, a lot of people, they look at Tyler Perry's years now, but they don't want the homelessness.
Mm-mm.
They don't want the IRS suing you. They don't want none of the pain that he went through. They don't want the fact that he had to tell his auntie, I can't take care of you forever, having to fire your family. They don't want the fact that he had to be beaten by a man that's not even his daddy. Okay? You don't know how many people have sat there and spit and talked about him in the face. They don't want the lawsuit that's against him talking about he was sexually explicit with another man. They don't want none of that. They want the fact that he go to Walmart and he pay off everybody's layaway. They want the fact that he live in a big house and he away. They want the fact that he has a studio. But did you see the pain that he went through to get to this point and still goes through pain on a consistent basis right after he got on stage and talked about supporting Black women? So the pain that he has to go through on a consistent basis, because people want to compare on things that are higher up in luxury, but they don't want to take the pain of the things that may cost them a little blood and sweat equity. How dare you sit up here and say, I want this, but you ain't willing to put in. That's like these dudes on the street. My kid's dad used to sit there and he had this friend. Every time he went to do this friend, and this is in the secular world. In the secular world, they have a thing called match up, okay? If you bring your $5 bag, I'm going to bring my $5 bag, and we going to match up, right? Well, when they tried to, when it happened too many times, he kept complaining to me, talking about something. He don't never do this. He will put the stuff on one end and one end and leave the middle empty, okay? We supposed to be matching up. How we supposed to match up and you ain't a part of it? A lot of us, the reason why you ain't reached your level of success is because you're still holding on to people that don't mean you no good and aren't intended to be there for your blessing anyway. So when you holding on to them people and you bringing them along, you pushing and you pulling and you trying to drag them with you because they your cousin, they family, they your sister, they supposed to be there. You putting all your blood and sweat equity in people rather than putting it into your business, your podcast, and trying to build and grow what you got there, when them people already done chose their path. You can't drag them along. What I said this earlier, the man that carried Jesus' cross did it out of respect. The people that you carrying their cross, they don't respect you. They will nail you in your hands and laugh about it later. How, let them go? Okay, I'm done.
No. And on that note, y'all, me and her, we'll see y'all on next Wednesday, 7 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. We came early this week because both of us was ready, but we're going to be on at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time next Wednesday, y'all. And I want y'all to like, I want y'all to share, I want y'all to tag, and I want y'all to go listen to the podcast, because the podcast will be released at 12 midnight on every major podcast station. So while y'all sleeping, James H. Glover Studios is still releasing content. So as I always say, sometimes our disappointments are nothing more than God's appointments, meaning sometimes we're looking at it bad. God ain't doing nothing but turning that around for your good. Stay blessed, be blessed, and be a blessing to someone else. I'll see y'all next week. Peace. Hello, we pray that you enjoyed this episode coming from James H. Glover Studios. And if you want to see more like it, follow us, like, and subscribe to all of our social media stations so that you can never miss another episode like this. See y'all soon.